Hello, hello everyone, and welcome to Star Trek Baja, a Lower Decks-themed Star Trek Adventures campaign using the rules by Modiphius Entertainment. My name is ELH the Game Master, and joining me are three lovely individuals who will meet in a moment. The only announcement I have is that starting next week, the 21st of August, I will be starting a new Star Trek Adventures game, Star Trek Aristotle, and that'll be a TOS-era game set aboard a Kelsey May class. And if you have no idea what a Kelsey May class is, look on Memory Alpha. Though be warned, there might be spoilers for Strange New Worlds. Other than that, I'm eager to get started, so let's do introductions. Matthew, anything you want to shout out, and who are you playing?
Hello, everyone. My name is Matthew. I play the Andorian helmsman, Shash Chathain.
All right, Techno.
Hi, everyone. I'm Techno. We will be playing the Klingon combat nurse, Mechbeth. And I've got nothing to shout out.
All right. And then Bean.
Hello, I'm Bean. I'm a variety VTuber, and you can find me on at Bean_GoblinVT on X.com or Twitter, as it's formerly known, the formerly known artist. And I'm playing Marquez Berlin, which is the Trill Engineer, which doesn't cause any chaos or mischief ever.
Ever. No, nothing at all.
Ever.
Let's get that intro going and then we'll get started. And welcome back. So something I like doing for all my games is have the players do an opening log. And I believe, Thane, you have that honor today.
Indeed I do. Ensign Chathain's log, stardate 57613.9. Have you ever noticed that humans are completely obsessed with record keeping? Like it's some kind of cultural fixation. Names and dates and itemized requisitions lists filed in triplicate, along with logs, backups, and secondary backups for a bunch of reports that no one who writes them cares about, and no one who files them away actually reads. For some reason, Mom and Dad, and Father and Mother, all wanted me to record these things since I was a kid, and that only makes it worse. Gotta get ready for that career in Starfleet, son. Oh, your Javi's a chief engineer, your Thavin's a tactical officer, your Shreya's a chief medical officer, and your Charon's a chief science officer. You're all the family's last hope for captain. Takes me right back to being a kid, ain't it grand? Speaking of kid stuff, that's what we're dealing with now, it seems. The Baja is going to meet up with some Klingons who are apparently having the vapors over some recent Toby the Targ children's hollow novel. The senior staff is going to be playing kowtow to the Klingons in the diplomatic thing in the conference room. Meanwhile, we get the odious, both figuratively and literally, task of watching over the Targ pens aboard the Klingon ship. I just hope that a contingent of Klingon Bex isn't responsible for doing the same thing. Bad enough that I'm stuck with Marquess and Mechbeth. I don't need a bunch of Klingon lower deckers breathing down my neck. See, this is why you never achieve anything in life. If you prove that you're competent, like we did with the Triborgs, well, they're only going to reward you with more work. Oh, and whoever files this log without actually listening to it or reading the transcript, you keep up the good work, buddy. Where would the Federation be without you juggling isolinear data rods? End log.
All right, well, you have a momentum for that, and you have momentum from chat, so you are starting at 2. Very nice.
Hey, thank you, chat.
So we begin with a shot of the Baja, the Parliament class, as a bird of prey flies into view, and it's on its hull is the name IKS Gygact. And we see just sort of a vignette or a little montage of a conversation between the upper bridge crew and the diplomatic officers on the Gygact. We see them moving into the conference room. And then we sort of do one of those camera pans where we go between decks until we see the three of you in a transporter pad getting ready to beam over to the Gygact. And before you go, one of the transport officers, whose name is Thompson. Thompson is a human, kind of looks like Scotty in his earlier years. And he kind of looks at you all and goes, so pick the smallest straw, as it were. Having to go over and deal with the Targs.
Yes, I cannot wait. As you can tell, my companions are equally infused.
Yes, very infused. To look at the doggos, I'm definitely not excited to deal with this.
Well, what I would say is that apparently this is the Toby the Targ bird of prey, where this is where they keep the official reference for Toby the Targ.
So is this a celebrity talk?
I mean, that's just what the rumors say.
You mean so, that Toby the Targ is a real, I want to say person, but they're not people. A real Targ?
Yeah, they had to base it off something.
But Toby the Targ is like this, and Targ's...
Wait, we are dealing with such a small Targ? It's real?
We have discussed this. Sometimes things, but, when they are further away, appear smaller.
I mean, it could be a miniature Targ.
The Hollow novel always has them as so small. Even by my standards, they're small.
Well, whatever the case is, if you give me a Hollow picture of Toby the Targ, let's just say I'll kick a few credits your way.
We live in a post-scarcity society. What use do we have for credits?
Because we all use Latinum still. It's weird that we're in this post-scarcity society, a veritable utopia, and yet somehow we still use Latinum to deal with Ferengi. So what do I know?
It's best not to think about these things.
How about instead you cover my shift in a week? You know, shift
for a week or in a week?
That day that's coming up, that thing that we all want to dodge. Oh. You know, yeah. I'll get you a pic of Tony the Targ if I'm able to not have to scour things off the bulkheads.
Yeah, nobody likes holodeck duty. Sure. Yeah, that works for me.
Okay, then.
Well, that's all well and good for you, but he's not going to cover all three of our shifts.
No, but I can put in words with some of the other officer friends that I keep. Maybe I can get all of you a shift off in the future.
I'm always down for avoiding work, so you've got it yourself a deal.
I mean, he's going to put in a good word for you. You know, your promotion, nudge, nudge, is getting even closer.
I'm counting the days.
Yep, yep, yep.
Like a prisoner waiting for his execution.
Speaking of which, the shouting match you had with the captain over that admiral's uniform a few weeks ago, that was, still get shivers hearing about it.
Yeah, that was entirely my fault. I probably should have just taken off the jacket.
I mean, we did have spare uniforms at the back. I did say when we were like 5 minutes out from thing, I could like fly the ship in and you could get yourself changed. But you were like, no, it's my shuttle. I'm going to fly her in. I don't want you to scratch the paint.
That is a legitimate concern, though. I've seen you in the training simulators.
That's because in the Truman's training simulators, I don't have to be cautious.
That just makes me more concerned.
Because, like, when I'm flying for real, I will actually pay attention.
Yeah, see, I don't think that practicing bad habits when flying, like those loop-de-loops you were trying and then crashing into the hull, is a good plan.
I mean, I don't plan to do that in real life, so, you know.
So why are you practicing them in the simulator?
Because it's fun.
That is an excellent answer, and I choose to accept it.
Why else would I be, you know, in doing extra flight training?
You're right, it would make no sense to do additional work.
Precisely. I have the certification. I am a shuttle pilot trained. So I can do it. I just choose not to do it while I'm doing the additional training. It also means that I won't be put in for an additional flight duty because my off the record rankings are lower than average.
I have a tremendously newfound respect for you and your ability to shirk responsibilities.
Welcome. You just have to live up to my image.
Don't you mean down, jokes Thompson.
Tongue out at him.
Macbeth, you're being awfully and uncharacteristically quiet. Are you okay?
I'm just anticipating this assignment. I'm very excited.
A little slice of home.
That, and also, we will be meeting the Toby the Targ. This is exciting.
Potentially, yes.
Potentially, yes.
Yes.
I am so confused as to why you are not more excited about this.
I mean, people express their excitement in different ways. You with stoic silence and us with debating various topics which are off topic.
That is just your normal default state of being.
I am continuously excited.
I always have the same level of excitement as well. Yes, I am.
I mean, we're in Starfleet. We get to do so many cool things, except for our normal day-to-day tasks, which usually involves for me making sure that we don't all blow up in a fiery inferno. Engineering is great.
We don't get to do anything exciting. That's for upper deckers.
We have literally gone through space and time in a black hole, talked to a celestial being which knows all truth. We've dealt with an invasion of cybernetic tribal warriors, which tried to assimilate me. It's not like we don't deal with exciting things. We just deal with a less amount of exciting things.
No, that's just like bog standard average stuff that every crew deals with.
Yeah. But you wouldn't deal with it unless you were in Starfleet.
You know, every week we stop by some colony that's been affected by a weird plague or subspace anomaly. I think this is just life out here.
Is there any reason you haven't pressed energize yet?
Well, I'm just enjoying you, Ensign's banter back and forth. This is why I take transport duty, because it's just fun to listen sometimes.
But that spaceborg plague is like their life, a once-in-a-life event. For us, it's a Tuesday.
Well, it's a once-in-a-lifetime event because most of them die.
Okay, bad example, but some of them have to deal with less death-related exciting events, but that's the only thing that their planet has ever got anything in their history.
I think that's very culturally dismissive of you, but okay.
Thompson at that laughs and says, all right, well, I can't stall any longer because if I do, the Klingons are going to get uppity. Beaming you all over to the Tarkvans aboard the Gaiac now.
Oh, and
he does the stereotypical like motion up with the hand on the transport console, and you all beam into the Tarkvans of the Gygact. Now, the Gygact being a Klingon vessel is, well, I guess kind of home for Macbeth, but for everybody else, it's very hot. It's humid. The lighting is barely anything, and what lighting there is, it's kind of red tinted.
We established last session that it is, of course, at red alert.
Yep. What else is going on? Oh, there's kind of not a very pleasant smell. In fact, if I had to qualify a smell in a ranking of 1 to 10, 10 being a most pleasant smell and a 1 being why can't I cut off my nose, this would be probably a solid 2 or 3. But the source of the smell is immediately obvious because as you beam in, you are within the Tarkvans, and they are basically this cargo bay that has been separated out for a pen for a Targ apiece. So there's 10 Targs in this particular cargo bay. And then if you were to pull up a schematic of the ship, there's about 3 or 4 additional Targ pens throughout the vessel. But waiting for you as you beam in is a Targ trainer with the ranking of corporal. And he weighs 0 time as you beam in by walking up to you and goes, my name is Corporal Kleck. I understand that you are here to oversee the Targs. Why our glorious leadership hash out the travesty that is the latest installment of Toby the Targ.
Well met, friend. We look forward to undertaking this honorable duty.
Yes, it is very honorable, for you have the honor of being in the presence of the actual Toby the Targ.
Oh.
Which one is that?
Perhaps if you perform your duties well, I will tell you which one is the real Toby the Targ.
Well, we're not getting that autograph.
An autograph?
It is of no concern. Rest assured, we shall perform our duties most diligently.
Ah, you are Klingon. You understand.
Exactly.
Well, as you can see, the Targ pens have been building up refuse, and we require someone to go through and clean them. I trust that you are ready for this honorable duty.
Incredibly ready. Are we not, friends?
Yes, we are ready to do this shitty task.
Thane just sort of reaches into his uniform, pulls out a small dispenser, places it into his nostril, and then a second nostril, nasal numbing agent from sickbay. Don't tell them I stole it. And by stole, I mean borrowed. And by borrowed, I mean stole.
You mean acquired.
Mm.
I do not understand. This is the smell of home.
For you. And let's just say Andorra is a bit more icy fresh.
Well.
And also like 10 degrees colder.
Oh, no, no, 30. Good 30.
Do you see what I have to deal with, Corporal?
Yes, your allies are pathetic excuses of Starfleet officers, but that is not my concern. Here.
Thank you.
And he hands each of you a bucket, and inside the bucket is brackish water with a sponge. He also points out that there are mops and other cleaning instruments to the back of the cargo bay. And he says, I will be supervising from the door to ensure none of the Targs escape. We have been having issues with our magnetic locks as of late.
Have you tried actual locks?
Why would we do that? You are Klingon. You should know we don't use actual locks.
I am aware. However, on Starfleet ships, as I'm sure you are aware, there are redundancies on top of redundancies. And one such thing is a physical lock, which I have found can, in certain situations, be quite advantageous.
I have no response for this.
Would you like me to have a look at the magnetic locks? I am an engineer.
You are an engineer, but you are so small. How do you reach the EPS conduits?
By crawling inside.
That too.
Typically, I have to hoist them up into the conduits.
Or use a box.
Or use a box if I'm not available.
But we also have stepladders.
Yes.
And the grav lifters.
Yes.
And those rocket boots that Spock used.
Only Spock used them.
That's fair. Only he was cool enough to use those.
Anyway, let's focus on our primary task, and then we can do secondary tasks if we feel up to it.
Point of order, most of your floors seem to be graded, which means if we start, you know, isn't that going to fall into the grating?
Well, that's what's enhancing the smell, giving it a nice, rich Klingon ship smell.
Ah, yes, it's weeks and months of buildup. Wonderful.
Yes. In fact, I will also require your aid in purging the reservoir.
We are so incredibly lucky.
Yes. This sounds like just a normal duty shift for me, though.
You normally clean Targ pens?
No, I normally have to deal with buildup of residue in certain cramped spaces.
You're a holodeck engineer.
That and transporters, they both equally get shitty.
Then you should be well primed to deal with this shitty situation.
Correct. Let's get to it then.
Rest assured, Corporal. Marquise is the shittiest engineer in Starfleet.
I just blankly stare at you with a vengeance. Plotting your downfall.
I assure you this was a
I'm good. All right. I recovered. All right. I'm glad that you sleep with one eye open because you will see it coming.
I like this new side of you. This is interesting. So I'm just going to sit back and let you bicker because I get what the transporter chief was talking about now. This is really fun.
Understand. This is not bickering. I am not bickering with friend Marquise.
You could have fooled me, but you did.
Just additional training. Don't worry about it.
Why are you not sweeping?
I am. Oh. I can work and talk.
Your smaller stature made it hard to determine if the broom was moving.
Yes, I am also plotting as well. Don't worry about it.
That's multitasking for you.
All right. Well,
that's quick. What having two brains is like.
Real quick, though, before we go any further, because I do want to add some flavor to the scene, because don't worry, we're going to continue the quote-unquote bickering, but I just want to add some flavor. The actual role required to start cleaning the pens is one of two things. It's either a fitness and a command, because you're trying to get the Targ pens to be presentable, or I could even give you a fitness and medicine, because you are cleaning something, and cleaning seems to follow or fall under the medicine umbrella. The good news is that it's just a difficulty of one. However, because I find it absolutely hilarious, I am going to make the complication range a 17 to 20 with some threat.
Are we all rolling for this or just Bean?
This is for whoever wants to take the lead, and then the others can assist.
Can I assist with a presence con, trying to like maneuver the togs away from where we're cleaning?
You know what? I like it. Sure. Presence con works for you.
And we know Chafane is not going to do any work, and Macbeth is super psyched about this, so I'll take the lead if that's all right, and I'll use the fit. Was it fitness medicine, did you say?
Yeah, for you, that'd probably be your best.
Yes, it would.
Can I... I'll let you go. I'll let you say first.
No, go ahead.
Can I use etiquette? Because Klingon etiquette is a lot to do with a Klingon and his Targ.
I'll give it to you.
Yes!
Yes, the title of Shittiest Engineer also includes bullshit, as that explanation proves.
What was the complication range again, sorry?
17 to 20.
So 3.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
I genuinely don't think I have any focuses that could apply unless you'll give me infectious diseases.
No.
Dealing with refuge is, you know...
Yeah, no, I'll just roll straight then in that case.
Okay,
here we go.
Hey, 2 successes, let's go. Hey.
2 successes, which means you get a momentum and no complications, unfortunately, but oh well. So, between Bolin and Macbeth, you are making actually tremendous progress. Bolin, you're shepherding the targs away from Macbeth as they're cleaning, and you're able to get 1 pen, 2 pens, 3 pens done. Before I think the corporal notices that Thane isn't really doing anything. So the corporal goes, "You there, Endorian, why are you not assisting your fellow officers?"
Oh, I am. You see, I'm part Enar, which means I'm telepathic. So I'm actually standing here coordinating the activities of my 2 compatriots as they clean out the targ pens.
You are Enar, but you are blue. You are not white.
No. Part Enar. See, it's sort of like recessive genes, so that's why I'm not albino.
Should you not be lighter blue then?
No, but I am blind. See?
Then you will miss this. And he picks out a Dick Tog dagger from his belt, and he lightly tosses it to you. He's not really trying to hit you with a stab with the dagger. He's just tossing it right at you, so it will hit you, but it's not like a throw, if that makes sense.
Composure to kind of grin and bear it without flinching. So would that be daring and con, daring security?
I'll give you presence con. How about that?
Okay.
And difficulty of 2 on this one.
All right. And it's perform, right?
Mm-hmm.
No, it's perform task. So if you don't mind, I'm going to spend one of those momentum.
Okay.
And applicable focus, yes. Roll dice. But I do have cautious con, so I can re-roll.
You get to re-roll one of them.
One of those. Let's go 1.
All right, 1 success. So you could still succeed because it's difficulty 2. Do you want to succeed with a complication?
No, I don't think so. I think I'll fail that.
Okay, outright failure. All right. So what happens is the dagger twirls end over end over end, and you try to give a stoic expression and like, oh, I can't see the dagger coming. But I'm going to let you define how you do this, but you either move out of the way or you make a noise that signifies that you're full of shit.
It's sort of tumbling end over end in that throw coming towards him. He stands for just a moment, and as it actually starts to approach him, he kind of misjudges it and thinks that it's going to actually embed itself into his shoulder, and it kind of ducks down out of the way and then bobs up with his antenna kind of springing up and turns to the Klingon and says, "Yeah, see, completely blind, but I do have that Enar telepathy thing that lets me kind of see. So that was not a fair test."
"That is not how Enar work."
"How would you know?"
"Well, I am Klingon. You would not understand."
"Well, I am Enar, so you wouldn't understand. How's that? That takes one to know one. And since neither of us is one, then we can't know."
"You are using too many words and not enough mopping."
I sweep past and then just shove my mop into your hand and then just go take your mop that you're not using.
And he starts getting to work.
All right. So before we do this next roll, I need to ask this. Is anybody actively looking for Toby the Targ?
Oh, Macbeth absolutely would be.
All right, Macbeth, I need you to roll me a insight and a con, please. The difficulty on this will be a 3.
Ooh, okay.
And no infectious diseases will not help you here.
Xenobiology? Because it's actually a very specific targ I'm looking for.
I'll give it to you, sure.
Awesome. Let me think. Difficulty 3, you said, right?
Yep.
Do you mind if I use that momentum, guys?
Yeah, and are you able to be assisted by...
If you tell me how.
So, I presume the holographic image of Tony Targ is basically replicated from the original, right? So it's going to look like the previous, like its original copy. So can I load up a image of Tony the Targ and try to do like a, you know, face recognition sort of thing? I know it's a bit different because it's a Targ and it's not a face I'm looking at. I'm looking at a whole goddamn pig wolf thing.
But there'll be like stripes and markings that might be unique to them.
Yeah,
I'm going to say.
No, I think you're on the right track. Why don't we do, for Bolin, do me an insight engineering on your part.
Okay.
So, taking that momentum, I got 3 dice. I'm using a focus. Here we go.
3 successes. You actually get it. So, working together, Macbeth and Bolin, yeah, you think you actually find Toby the Targ. And it's actually a bit ironic because the moment you realize which one is Toby the Targ, you realize that his pen is much more clean and far more presentable than the others. It looks like someone has actually given a shit about this shit. And Toby the Targ is actually very small for a Targ. In fact, it's kind of the runt of the litter. So that might attribute to some of the size discrepancies with the Hollow Novel. But in general, the stripes are the same, the spots are the same. Even that weird mark on the right chin of the Targ is where it should be.
Marquis, look.
I think we found our famous Targ.
Oh, what an honor this is for us. To be in the presence of Tony the Targ.
Do you want
Toby,
me to take...
Toby the Targ, you've got me doing it now.
Do you want me to take a photo with you, with the Honorable?
You would be doing me the favor of a lifetime if you would.
I sort of look back. Okay, he's still berating Thane. Let's do this while he's distracted.
Very well. And he puts down the mop in the bucket and he gets into the pen or moves to get into the pen and sort of moves to be in a good position to take a photo.
Yeah, go on his left side so you'll be able to still see his mark on his right side.
Yes, excellent idea. Moves over to the side and is like...
trying to think what this role would even require. I don't know. You know what? I'm actually going to look to Thane for an answer here. Thane, how enthusiastic are you going about your mopping now that the corporal is watching you like a hawk?
With as much enthusiasm as he is capable of actually generating, which is none.
You know what? I'm just going to say that there's going to be a threat spend of 2 here. And what's going to happen is you get the photo, with Macbeth next to Toby the Targ. But it's at that moment that there's kind of a power fluctuation as the already dim lights flicker and go out for a moment. And then you all hear kind of a magnetic click clunk and all the Targ pen doors open all at once and pandemonium erupts within the cargo bay, where all the Targs, including Toby the Targ, run out into the main space of the cargo bay and begin, you know, playing with each other and running around and generally making a mess everywhere. But then it gets worse because the main door to the cargo bay opens as well. And you hear the shouts of alarm and cries as apparently the other Targ pens have experienced power failure as well.
That was an incredibly unlikely series of events.
the engineer here needs to, like, I don't know what a disciplinary act for Klingon is, but they need to go through that.
I think it's execution.
Is there typically, not like yes. a, is there not like a step phase? Like, you know, you brought dishonor for the family, you must do X, Y, and Z to bring self-honor, or execution will happen.
No, I think it's just you're in good standing or you're executed.
Well, there is one immediate error step, which involves pain sticks, but we have bigger problems. We must reacquire these targs.
Indeed. It would be most unfortunate if some ill were to befall Toby the Targ.
Indeed. In fact, it is your immediate concern to find Toby the Targ and get them to safety.
It shall be done.
Excellent.
Friends. And I feel like we just go into a huddle.
But you convene the huddle. What do you want?
I was hoping that you might have some ideas. You are more the idea people than I am.
No, but you're Klingon. We don't understand how this works, right?
That is true. You are Klingon. You do not understand. This is called a huddle. And...
Right.
And you must understand, I am new to this. I believe it is a human activity in which ideas are exchanged, and I confess I do not understand the point of this.
I think there's some sort of like fraternal bond that's facilitated by the close physical contact.
I see. So you understand then. We have a bond that transcends our rank and ability. And now we are prepared to hunt the Targ in a non-lethal manner.
Is that something that Klingons are actually capable of, like hunting something without killing it?
I presume this is why we have been tasked with this activity.
Right. Okay. Don't you think we should actually figure out why this happened while we're looking for Toby? Because this is not natural.
On a Klingon ship, it could be. But however, I do agree. We should perhaps speak with the engineer, perhaps ask Marquise if they will assist them.
So because Marquise is having internet issues, the way we'll explain that is you look at your huddle and you realize it's really just Thane and Macbeth. Bolin has been carried out of the cargo bay by a tsunami of Targs that are raiding through the hallways.
I'm sure she'll be fine.
Why does she always get to have so much more fun?
Well, you're going to hunt the most famous Targ who has ever lived, non-lethally. So I think you're the one who's actually, you know, the one to be jealous of.
This is true. It will be a great honor. They will sing songs of this hunt. And you will be part of it.
Swell.
Indeed.
Then now, lead on.
With right. or without the traditional Klingon hunting song?
I'm morbidly curious.
That does not answer the question.
I'm content with the answer that I've provided.
Very well. We shall go without, for this is not a traditional hunt. Come, Trevane.
As you start to leave, the corporal actually comes and says, wait, hold on. You appear to have phasers on you. I must tell you that a Targ like Toby the Targ will not be affected by your puny weaponry.
I understand. You have something more appropriate for us, perhaps.
Yes, I have a Targ pain stick. And he pulls out what looks to be a baton and hands you it. But what you notice is that the baton is Toby the Targ branded, so that when you activate the pain stick, it actually makes the sound of Toby the Targ roaring.
Okay, as adorable as that is, this can adorable. Be set to vaporize. Yeah, it really was, the roar.
Are you insulting like Toby the Targ?
I'm complimenting him.
You must understand, Corporal. He is not Klingon and does not understand.
This is very true. If he were not in Dorian, he would understand.
Indeed. I will take this. And he takes it quite reverently. I will use this in battle. It will be glorious. And I swear to you, Toby will not be harmed. Except by this weapon as we stun him into unconsciousness.
Very good.
Just make sure you don't use that too long, because I think, like, don't heads explode if you hold that to somebody for like 15 seconds or more?
Only if they are Andorian. And he gives Trafane a grin.
Yeah.
What are you waiting for? Get out in that hallway. Find Toby.
Trafane is going to take out his tricorder and begin scanning down the hallway to see if they can detect the unique biosigns of Toby the Targ, considering that we have identified him in the past, and we took that hollow photograph, which probably has some information pertaining to it that might give us information about, like, his size, his orientation, something that would allow us to track the Targs.
Yeah. So why don't you give me a reason and medicine, or I could even give you a reason and science on this one. You have an argument for something else.
No, I don't. I'm just going to say those are definitely my power stats.
Okay. Fair enough. Difficulty. What difficulty do I have? Let's make this a difficulty of 3.
Can I assist as well?
Sure, you can definitely assist if you tell me how.
I feel like Macbeth, obviously, is in full hunter mode at the moment, and he has a good, strong sense of smell that is adapted well to Klingon environments. I think he's got the scent of Toby the Targ from his brief interaction with him.
I think he should actually lead it then. That's perfect.
Sure. Okay. In that case, what would it be then?
Wasn't like security, since you're relying on your hunting instincts.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Maybe a reason security on your part, Macbeth?
Reason security then. Okay, I can do that.
Insight, perhaps, because you're relying on instinct.
I can give you insight too.
Reason's my better stat. Let's go with that one. Have I got anything else I can pick up? I don't know if you'll give me xenobiology again as a focus, would you?
I'll give it to you. Sure, why not?
Yeah. I'm going to, I'm just going to roll straight then in that case, just the 2 dice.
Okay. It's only 1 success, and then Thane, if you are assisting, you can still make your roll here.
All right, perform task, 1 die. I don't have any focus, unfortunately.
Okay. So, unfortunately, on a failure, what happens, Macbeth and Thane, is you go out, and Macbeth, you think you have the scent, and you're running through the corridors of overflowing Targ, as it's kind of just like, I'm trying to think of a good analogy here. It's kind of like if you were to go to Animal Control or the SPCA or the Humane Society, whatever it is in your part of the world, and you let all the dogs out at once, and they're very excited to be out of their cages, and they're jumping around and all that. That's kind of what you're dealing with, where you are very much fighting not only to get the right scent, but also fighting to get through the wave of bodies, as it were.
Oh, I thought you were describing Macbeth as being just really excited, like a dog being let out to hunt.
I mean, that too. There is that. But what I would say is that even though you corner a Targ and you think you have Toby, you realize very quickly that this is not the correct stripe pattern. Toby's is more of a tiger stripe. This is more of a leopard. But the good news is that on top of the Targ is actually Bolin.
Hi. I have become a Targ rider.
Perhaps this is what confused my sense of smell. I have clearly been tracking Marquise rather than Toby the Targ. This is not ideal.
I saw a sea of Targs coming at me, and somehow I'm on top of one.
Yes. Do you need assistance?
I think I'm okay. Is the Targ holding me in any way, or am I like riding the Targ into battle?
You're riding the Targ into battle, but I do need you to give me a fitness and a con difficulty of 1, please. To represent you hanging on.
Can I make that a presence con as I try to ride it, as in, you know, try to...
Like a horse,
try to,
I got you.
All right, and I am going to use my joint element for my fourth host, who was a animal husbandry expert. Kito was an amazing farmer, but primarily focused on animal husbandry and different sort of animals from different cultures, including the odd targ, which will give me the riding focus or the targ handler focus, if I can blog that.
Yes, yes, you can.
Excellent. Target number to wrangle the carg.
What was the difficulty, I think he was asking?
Yeah.
Oh, the difficulty. Difficulty of one on this.
All right. Two of a complication. Yay.
Well, you do get a momentum. That's the good news.
One out of 20.
So you
Bean
do
has,
manage.
Bean has the best rolls.
Yes.
It really does. Yeah. So, Bolin, you are able to command the targ and ride it around like a horse or a Shetland pony, I guess, as it would be. But the complication is going to be when you try to get off the targ is having none of it, where if you like step off and try to walk away, the targ comes up from behind you and like scoops you up with its head and puts you back on its back.
I have become a permanent targ fixture. Okay, cool. Mm-hmm.
The targ has chosen you. This is a great honor.
Yes, yes. I think I remember a targ like this in a past life. Wait. Maybe this targ knows Tony.
Toby,
yes. Look, I am currently mesmerized by targ at the moment. My language processing center, my brain's not working.
I suppose we will accept this.
I mean, it's not like the targ can take offense at us using the wrong name, so...
No, but a Klingon will disembowel you for such an error.
That's fair. But you didn't. So not every Klingon. All Klingons, you're saying.
I have been taught through Starfleet and my academy training considerably more restraint in dealing with...
cultural mistakes.
Thank you.
Near blasphemous offenses against your culture?
That is a more accurate statement, yes.
I apologize profusely.
Heresy would be more apt.
Okay. I've become a heretic and a Targ breaker on the same day. Let's go.
So, obviously this was not Toby the Targ. We must adapt. We must find some other way to hunt our prey.
Do we even know what offense was caused by the recent holonovel? Because all of these situations and circumstances coming together, the targ pens unlocking, the door unlocking, the Baja being brought out here, it's just a lot of coincidences.
I do agree. It was a rather unlikely series of events that led to the targ pens being opened.
Oh, Macbeth, could you do something important? Could you just check what name this targ is? I wish to command it into battle. I need to know its name.
And he leans down and checks the collar of the targ.
The targ's name is, because I actually have this written down. The targ's name is Jarn. J-A-R-N.
It is Jarn. Called Jarn. A mighty and honorable name for a pet such as this.
Jarn, we must go forward into the hunt. We must find the honorable targ. Let's go! Try to get the targ done.
I'm getting real vibes of Labyrinth at the moment.
There you go. I'm
just thinking of Warg Riders from Lord of the Rings myself. But...
I am a goblin, so it's just my natural...
Bolin, give me a presence and command since you are commanding Jarn the targ. And I'm going to set the difficulty on this as a 2.
All right, I'm going to spend a momentum. I, of course, have a focus of targ wrangling.
Yep.
I think we're just going to roll this and see what happens. Hey!
3 successes, meaning you get your momentum right back. So I have good news and I have bad news. Which would you like first?
The good news.
The good news is that Jarn the Targ immediately charges forward and leads you to where Toby the Targ is. The bad news is that there is a Klingon posse, trio? Trio is probably a better word here. There's a Klingon trio that is menacingly trying to capture Toby the Targ with nets and actual disruptors.
Forward into battle! As I send John grinning into the Klingons.
Macbeth is just going to follow, pain stick held high, just screaming at the top of his lungs as he just barrels forwards towards these three.
And very much like Indiana Jones when he confronts the sword-wielding individual, Chitane is just going to like roll his eyes, pull out his phaser, and shoot one of the Klingons.
Right, well, Thane, you get to act first here because you're doing a ranged attack. You do have charge on your phaser. Would you like to make it an area attack?
I'm going to charge with Vicious.
Vicious, okay. And then, yeah, so. Would be a control security difficulty of 2.
Can I get charge on my Targ?
Well, different kind of charge.
You're charging on your Targ.
Yay.
I'll give you 1 threat to roll 3 dice.
Ooh, I'll definitely take threat. All right, 1 success. Do you have any way of re-rolling?
I do not.
Actually, wait a second. You rolled Reason Science there. Would your control security be better?
Yes. So control security is actually 13, which
then
means
that would be
2
successes. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, go ahead and roll me some damage on this. It is 3 plus your security score for challenge dice.
Dice would be 6.
All right, and since you did charge Vicious, you are able to put one of the Klingons down. So Thane, doing the Indiana Jones, you pull out your phaser, charge it, and put down one of the Klingons. And as that happens, the other two Klingons turn and begin meeting Macbeth and Bolin halfway. So the one with the net is going to try and throw it at Bolin, and that's going to be another ranged attack. So let me go ahead and roll for them. You know what? That might be enough. Yeah, that's an 8 and a 6. So Bolin, as you charge forward on your Targ, a net is thrown atop you, and you and the Targ both go careening to the floor, trapped within a net.
Okay.
But the good news is that it is now the player's turn, which either means Macbeth or Bolin can go next.
Because I've been netted, Macbeth, if you'd like to go first.
Absolutely, then. I'm going to just, as I mentioned, charge forward screaming and just stab a pain stick towards one of these Klingons.
Okay. Hey, you just got momentum from chat. Thank you, chat.
Nice.
Indeed. Thank you, chat. And I am going to invoke my warrior's spirit, and I'm actually going to buy some D20 with fret, I think, okay. Or at least 1 with fret, so that will give me a free reroll. Okay.
Would be a daring security difficulty of 1.
Indeed, daring security difficulty of 1. And as I said, buying myself a dice. Amazingly, I don't have anything in focus range for this, but that's fine.
That might be an issue for you. So what I would tell you is, looking at what the Klingon just rolled, I would need to see 3 successes from you in order for this to succeed.
Right. Let's reevaluate quickly. No, I can't. It's fine. Let's just see what happens.
Okay. Well, you do get to reroll.
I do get to reroll, so I'm going to give that a shot. Does it reroll the whole pool?
You could just roll 1 more dice separately.
Mm-hmm. I'll just reroll the 1 then in that case, if that's all right.
Okay. Okay. So what's going to happen then is you come forward with the pain stick, Macbeth. The Klingon warrior is actually using his disruptor, kind of going to do one of those things where he catches the pain stick underneath the barrel of the disruptor, thrusts it upwards so that the pain stick twirls through the air, and then it comes back down and spikes you in the left shoulder, and the pain stick does inflict some damage on you, Macbeth. The question is, what is your security score?
It is 4.
It's 4. All right. Well, let me see what I can do here in terms of damage. Well, you're going to take 4 stress of damage there.
It's non-lethal, though?
Non-lethal, mm-hmm.
So 2, then?
All right, because, well, do you have the talent, the Klingon talent, to get rid of some non-lethal resistance?
I believe that he has the book tie, or whatever it is.
Yep. The Breklul.
Yes, then, yeah, it would only be 2 for you.
Awesome.
And then, yeah.
Okay. Yep. Done.
All right. So the only other person that hasn't acted is Bolin. So Bolin, again, you're in a net with a targ underneath of you. What would you like to do?
All right. So I'm going to take out my engineering kit and take out a plasma cutter and just like cut open the net. And then if I can set John at the Klingons again, or if my entire turn is just freeing myself, I'm perfectly fine with that as well.
So getting yourself free of the net would be a control and engineering. If you wanted to also send Jarn at the enemy, that would be, you would have to spend two momentum to create an advantage, or I guess you could also spend the two momentum to do a task roll, an extra one. Either way, it would be two momentum if I remember my spends correctly.
Fair enough. And so I would need to get a difficulty of what to get out the net?
Yes.
What's the difficulty number?
The net, it is a difficulty of one.
It's difficulty of one. Okay. I don't think I have a focus of net releasing, so let us just roll. I am stuck.
Yeah, so you take out, I guess, a plasma torch from your engineering kit, and you try to cut through the net. Apparently this net has made some strange material that is resisting a plasma torch. And that's saying something, because a plasma torch will get you through most bulkheads.
Can I re-roll that with my determination?
If you want to, sure. You just got to tell me which value.
Fix it quickly but thoroughly.
All right, yeah. You can re-roll as many of those die, though I suspect both of them.
Yep. There we go.
Two successes, meaning you get a momentum for your trouble. And yeah, you are able to cut for yourself free. Now you have three momentum. Do you wish to spend two of it to either make the advantage or roll for Jarn?
Yeah, I'll make the advantage to roll for Jarn.
Okay. In that case, I will do the part on Jarn. Jarn is going to charge forward at the Klingon that is looming over Macbeth. And, ooh, yeah. Well,
Jarn, I choose you. Use tackle.
Okay, actually, wow, the Klingon actually failed pretty hard there. Yeah, yay. That's a natural 20. So... Jarn does barrel through the remaining Klingon, sending them twirling into the air and down to the deck plate on their back, as technically combat is over because all the Klingons have been incapacitated, or you're able to pin them down and deal with them as you so wish.
All right, Jarn, drag him by the feet over to that corner.
And starts dragging him over.
Good, Jarn. I start petting the targ and lovely infection looking after the targ.
I've just got one of the Klingons in a pin move then. It's just like, he is remarkably tame for a targ that you have just managed to bond with.
I think he just really likes combat moves.
That is not unusual.
We're not bringing him back with us when we go to the ship, are we?
I give you the biggest, roundest of eyes.
Use those on the captain. It's not my decision.
I mean, you could always help me, so you, since you're such in good relationship with your captain.
See, that's not inclining me to actually assist you. Although if I do get in trouble for bringing the targ on board, maybe that will like counteract the good work I've done recently.
Yeah, so you should totally help me to get the targ on board the ship.
Yes,
so
recognize that this is in no way altruistic and purely self-serving.
That's perfectly fine, because I get to keep John. He's such a good boy. Yes, you break the Klingon's leg. Oh. Bad Klingon for nicking targ.
Oh, God, I'm going to have to do targ noises now. Oh, well, I made my bed. I got to lie in it. But yeah, at this point, the corporal from before actually rushes up and says, "What are you doing? Why are you attacking brave Klingon warriors?"
They tried to steal the targ over there, and then Jarn so valiantly defeated this one. Yes, you're such a good boy, aren't you, Jarn?
Ah, you have bonded with your targ. Congratulations.
See, it is a great honor. I told you as much.
Yes, you are now a proud owner of a targ. You would understand.
Yes, I understand.
Now there are two of them.
However, I do not understand. These are three Klingon warriors. Why would they attempt to accost Toby the Targ?
I don't know. Maybe you can check them and see if they're really Romulans in disguise. That's usually how this sort of thing works.
Romulans in disguise. That would be highly dishonorable for the entire crew.
Macbeth, indeed, could you take like a blood sample from these people, maybe?
Or maybe you could interrogate them.
A blood sample, you say? I will need a knife.
You don't have a knife on you?
I have discussed this several times with the doctor, and she will not permit that.
Well, don't you at least have, like, some bleaches or a scalpel?
This is a Klingon ship, so I'm sure there are some somewhere.
I would offer you my knife, but I threw it at Thane earlier.
I quite understand. I have resisted that impulse myself several times.
Oh, that's why you don't carry a knife anymore, right? That's okay. I get it. I appreciate that.
It does occur to me that we do have a bulkhead here that has an emergency batleth within. And
a medical one.
In comical fashion, the corporal goes over to a bulkhead and just pulls the grating off. And yeah, there's like three batleth just chilling in there.
Excellent. Bring the sharpest one here. We will need it to extract the blood for the blood test.
He hands it over.
And I guess I'm going to very carefully put the just take it in both hands and put it to the neck of this Klingon that I've got underneath me. And I go, This will only hurt for a moment. And then I just punch them full in the face to get their nose bleeding.
I thought that was going to go way differently, but I love it. No roll required. Because punching in, well, you know, you could get momentum. Go ahead and give me a daring and security difficulty of 0, just so you can get some momentum. All right, 2 successes. You bring it up to 3 momentum. Yeah, you punch that nose and you punch it good. And 2 things are actually going to happen. The first is that a very non-Klingon color blood seeps out from the nose. And since you punched it so well, part of the nose actually comes off as if it's a prosthetic.
This is dishonorable, even for whatever you are. To infiltrate a Klingon ship, to accost a celebrity such as Toby the Targ, I am disappointed.
And
what color is this blood, by the way?
I actually had to look it up. It's more of kind of an orange, so it's not actually a Romulan color. But you would know that orange is Ferengi?
It was a Frankie plot all along. They just wanted to steal him and sell him for Latinum.
This would explain why their combat skills were so poor.
All right, you got us. We're actually representatives of the great the people who make Toby the Dark. You know, Brott and Forrester. Yeah, them.
And then why are you stealing the celebrity?
Was this some kind of publicity stunt?
Yeah, we could spin it that way, but no. Rule of acquisition number 75. Always have the product in hand. We were attempting to acquire Toby the Targ so that we didn't have to keep paying royalties to the Klingon Empire.
That makes no sense whatsoever. I mean, what do you actually need the Targ for?
Well, we need it to create an accurate holo image.
You create a new holo image every time you... You know what?
Well, yes. Why do you think our production values are so high?
The economy of the Federation makes sense anyway, so I'm not going to question this. We've established that already.
We're not part of your Federation.
Indeed, but this does seem to be breaking rule of acquisition 17. A contract is a contract is a contract, does it not?
Yes, but you are forgetting rule of acquisition number 131. A contract can be broken if it leads to profit.
I forgot that you expanded them. Curses. I am still very upset with this. This is dishonorable conduct, even for a spineless Ferengi such as yourself.
I mean, you're forgetting the Chul's rule of acquisition number 23. I have a Targ, and I'm going to shake you down.
That is not necessary. My lobes are already hurting as it is.
So you're going to have to pay some compensation fees for, you know, Targ theft, damages to the bulkheads, damages to the magnetic locks, disruption of crew morale, and just all right tomfoolery. I think that's going to come up to a large sum. I like just start randomly typing on a tricorder and start making up charges and other such things and keep upping their fine.
Don't forget to add cleaning blood from the deck plate.
Yes, they need to clean more of their blood off the deck plate if they don't pay.
Isn't that sort of like a noble adornment to the deck plates?
It's orange. It's not red.
Yeah, it just means that you've spilled other species' blood. It's like diversity.
Diversity of the blood bacteria.
He is Andorian, but he understands.
Not well enough. This is Ferengi blood. You know well enough, Corporal. You do not want the blood of a Ferengi on board your ship.
This is also very true.
And I feel like at this point, Macbeth just stands up, just threateningly holding the batliff. I believe that we have successfully hunted the Targ. And I believe the Ferengi are now within the custody of your fine security.
Wait,
Corporal.
What was their ploy? Like, they were planning to nick the Targ and then take it where? Like, do they have a cloak ship nearby? Do they have a shuttle nearby?
Macbeth is just going to point the batliff end right at the Ferengi's neck again and go, you speak. Answer the questions.
No need to use the pointy end there, buddy. Yes, actually,
it's a
we have a...
They're all pointy ends.
Okay, you know what? Fair point. There's actually a shuttle nearby that we were going to transport to.
I see.
Well, why don't you give us the coordinates? We'll send those up to the bridge.
We'll reduce your fine.
And the three Ferengi Klingon look at each other and they go, all right, this is about as good a deal as we're going to get. And yeah, they give you the coordinates of the shuttle.
I'm curious, Chiffane, which bridge were you talking about?
You know, either would be fine, ours or the Klingons, depending on what you want to do with this situation.
I feel like it depends on how many pieces we want this Ferengi shuttle to be in.
Oh, what about not the bridge? The Klingons and the captain are currently in the Bajar's conference room. Right? What about if we just sent it there?
The shuttle?
No, the coordinates for the shuttle.
Both
group of important people can know the information at the same time. And then they can hash it out in the agreement.
One of us will have to call the conference room and interrupt these delicate negotiations.
Correct. And who do you think that should be?
Well, I mean, Corporal Kleck over here was responsible for the Targ, so I think that that honor should be bestowed on him.
I have seen your work with the phaser. I actually believe it is you, Thane, that should reply and respond to the crews above.
I was afraid you were going to say that.
I mean, we could also make Macbeth do it because, you know.
Yes, that honor should befall you.
Though. Explain your reasoning.
Explain my reasoning?
Yes.
Because you apprehended and interrogated them.
Correct.
You got the information out of them.
Yes, but he is Klingon. If he admits he did not kill them in battle, that would be dishonorable.
You are Klingon. You understand.
Exactly.
But you're a Starfleet officer, so you don't kill people when you have, like, unarmed prisoners. And quite frankly, what Klingon would kill a sniveling, pathetic, unarmed Ferengi?
I recommend we do what we always do in this stalemate, and that is rock, paper, scissors.
Is it all three of us, or is it just the two of you?
Unless you want to volunteer to call, then it is all three of us.
I mean, it always feels odd when it's just two of us, because one of us is watching for the outcome, and, you know.
It is all three of us, then.
All right.
Wait.
You know the drill.
As he extends his hand, he then, like, holds up his other one. Wait, is this just rock, paper, scissors, or is it rock, paper, scissors, lizard, Spock?
I have never understood the rules to this.
Neither have I, but I just thought I should ask.
Let's go for the standard rule set.
Indeed.
Fair.
Well, you guys know the drill. Go ahead and DM me what you are throwing. That way we keep it a little bit of a mystery. All right, I got Bolin. I got okay, interesting. Okay, so here's what happens.
Let's go.
I feel like we know how this is going to go.
Bolin and Thane both throw rock right as Macbeth throws scissors, which means that unfortunately, Macbeth, you are our loser in this instance.
I do not understand. I always throw this and I never win.
All right.
I mean, you just have to keep trying. You know what they say. If at first you don't succeed, try again. And that sanity is doing the same thing over and over again, regardless of the results.
Yes, I've heard something along these lines.
Yeah.
All right. So me and you now, unless we want to co-ring the bridge.
Let's do it.
All right. Rock, paper, scissors.
Let's see. All right. I got one in. You both throw paper.
I do not understand. Is this now for fun?
I know we need to side out two of us.
I have already lost the competition. Surely it is I that rings.
I thought it was who won the competition wins.
Yeah, that was my thinking too.
Very well.
We should really establish these things before we start.
We are Klingon. We do not understand.
Indeed.
All right.
Very well. Continue.
Rock, paper, scissors.
All right.
Of course, happen.
Bolin, you throw rock, and Thane, our lucky winner, throws paper.
Well, Thane, it seems like you're getting that promotion sooner than you think. I'm just going to go back to my favorite tug, John. Yes, you are.
And Macbeth turns to Clack and he says, you see what I have to put up with. If this had been a Klingon game, then they both would have been stabbed and this would have solved the entire problem.
Yes, but I do agree that it is honorable of them to commit to the full battle rather than declaring you the immediate loser.
I agree. It is an uncharacteristic show of near Klingon behavior from the pair of them.
Indeed. Also, Bolin, you will require a targ training kit. I will acquire this for you.
Excellent. Okay. We're going to get up to so much mischief. Nobody's going to expect a targ in the Jeffrey's tube. No, they won't. I'm going to teach you all of the ins and outs of the entire ship. Don't tell anyone.
And then I feel I'm just going to look at Thane and just be like,
Right. Could you go get the hoofprint of Toby the Targ, please? You can use some of the Ferengi blood if you want. I think that'll add some verisimilitude and, you know, probably increase the price if you want to sell it.
An excellent idea.
Great.
And yes, Macbeth is going to, I presume the corporal's help, sort of pick up the Targ's hoof, sort of dab it in the Ferengi blood. And just sort of stamp it onto a nearby piece of metal, deck plating, something that can be used to, that can be easily lifted off and taken back to the ship.
Easily done, yep.
And Thane will contact the ready room, I suppose, or the conference room.
All right, so replying is going to be Captain Mertvik, and Captain says, this is Mertvik, go ahead, away team.
There's been an incident aboard the Klingon vessel Gygact. Somebody attempted to steal Toby the Targ.
You say they attempted to steal Toby the Targ. Are you absolutely sure that this wasn't a assassination attempt?
No, I don't think there'd be any profit in that. Apparently, a group of Ferengis disguised themselves as Klingons and wanted to abscond with Toby the Targ in order to... supply him, according to them, to the publishing company responsible for the Toby the Targ holo novels.
Are you implying that the Ferengi have enacted a plot that would bring Toby the Targ to this exact location at this exact time so they could acquire Toby the Targ and then escape on a shuttle at this exact moment?
Yes.
Well done, Ensign. You have exceeded expectations.
Yes.
He's going to get promoted, Chad. You just wait and see.
To be fair, though, we did allow Toby the Targ to escape in the first place, so the good and the bad kind of balances out for us.
No, I foresee this all being good.
Goody. Also, coordinates for a shuttlecraft that the Ferengi were planning on using to escape have just been, and he sort of taps on his tricorder, sends it off to your room right now, sir.
Very well. You have accomplished your duty well. Return to the ship and we will discuss a potential promotion or addition of duties in your near future.
Always looking forward to more responsibility, sir.
Very good. Ready
to always try. He could always try and push the credit onto us, but he hasn't even tried this time.
No, because I don't want to be promoted, and I don't want either of you two to be promoted because you make my life miserable.
I do not understand, but I'm not Andorian. It is unusual to me that you did not mention your valiant and heroic and quite honorable taking down of the Ferengi in the first place.
You know, I just shot somebody who...
And it was glorious.
Standing there. I mean, it's not like... I don't know why the two of you charged in with your melee weapons. You have phasers.
I was riding a Targ. I don't exactly very stable ground to fire a phaser, especially with how badly the engineering in this area has been.
And
if I was to miss...
And for me, the warrior spirit took over. My blood was boiling. And he turns to Kleck. You understand. You are Klingon.
Yes. However, you should probably get that looked at. And he points at the spot where the pain stick is, like, it's burnt a hole. Like, the pain stick's not on you anymore, but it burnt a hole through your uniform.
Oh. I forgot that happened. Yes, you are quite right. I should address this before meeting with the captain.
Isn't there some sort of horrible dishonor? Because you were just struck by a Ferengi. They overcame you in one-on-one physical combat.
But he won in the end.
Well, not really.
To prove it.
Your Targ won in the end.
Also, I am holding a Batleth.
That's a fair point. I'm not Klingon, but I do understand that. Mm-hmm.
I thought perhaps you might.
I mean, three Ferengi make 90% of a Klingon's might, so there's that. There was more than just one Ferengi.
They're also surprisingly strong for their relative size, you know?
Yeah, speaking of which, what are you going to do with us?
Oh, I assume we would kill you. And he looks at Kleck. This is standard operating practice, yes?
And normally, yes, but I think we need to determine if and how they even got this far in the first place. My current theory is that the Hollow Novel was actually a ploy, a ruse, to get us to this exact location. Which shows
also
remarkable foresight on the part of the Ferengi. We have underestimated them.
Also, it would hurt them more if we find them. Because if they had enough money to get into the Great Beyond, whatever it's called for the Ferengi, I can't remember, taking their money away would be a greater dishonor to them.
I ask favor of dishonor.
Might I just ask, what was it that was so offensive about this particular Hollow Novel?
Well, you see, we maybe kind of sort of implied that Toby the Targ had Romulan blood.
Ooh.
There are not enough deaths in the Klingon Hells for this type of dishonor.
Seems like something only a Varul would do, but... Let's not think about it. Let's just go home, okay?
So are we taking the Ferengi with us, or are we leaving them here?
I believe that is a decision for the captains.
Okay, so we're going to hold them here, wrangle Targs until the captains decide.
Corporal Kleck, I believe you have free volunteers for your Targ pens for the foreseeable future.
Ah, yes, this is true. They can help clean up the mess that they have made.
And the messes to come.
Indeed.
Yes.
And they'll be doing the labor for free. I say free in a really long, dramatic way in front of the Ferengi.
The Ferengi all recoil and go, don't use that word.
You might almost say it's charitable.
Ah, even worse. And one of the Fringi goes, actually, wait a second. Isn't charitable donation tax deductible? No, you fool. It's for Klingons. It doesn't count.
And you're not actually giving any money.
Doing it out the goodness of your heart.
Why do you do this to us? Are we not enough pain already?
No, you will know the pain to come because you are going to clean out the reservoir. Off you trot.
Well, we're going to skip ahead maybe a few hours where at this point you've returned to the ship. It's come out that the captains are now going to interrogate the Fringi as a joint adventure, leading to actually further diplomatic relations and growing of ties between the Federation and the Klingon Empire. So you've actually done very well. But as you all are in the sort of, what did I say? I think it's three aft. Is it three aft? That's our lounge. I need to ask two questions. First, did Jarn come with you or did you leave Jarn behind?
No, I'm taking, Jarn is my tag now. I have the full training gear. I have the certification. I'm putting in transfer orders to allow for me to have a pet, yada, yada, yada.
So Jarn is with all of you. Yeah. Second question is, how would Thane feel about a addition of duties where you are now the official supervisor of the other two, but you're not promoted yet?
He would be completely torn over this and probably spend a sleepless night or two contemplating it, because on the one hand, he likes the idea of being their superior, but he hates the idea of being responsible for what they do. Because that's horrifying as a prospect. But in the end, he accepts. Not that it's actually going to change anything, because he won't have any control over them, and he won't be bothered to actually use that power, but he would accept that.
Well, as you all are in three aft, enjoying a meal, enjoying some drinks, and decompressing after the mission, your good friendly pal A floats by and he goes, well, you have a Targ now. That's very interesting.
Hi, A. This is John the Targ. Say hi, John.
Why ain't he a feisty individual? Huh. Well, I'm just wanted to drop by and let y'all know that I'm probably going to be transferring off ship here in a few months here. They want me back on Earth for some sort of a diplomatic injunction of some kind. I honestly don't understand it myself, but all I know is that apparently they want to pick my brain at the Daystrom Institute.
Understandable.
And diplomatic, is this going to involve what other species?
Well, that's the thing, is that they have a lot of questions about species they want to make diplomatic inroads with, and they're hoping that I can provide those answers.
They want to shake you down, so to speak.
Ah, see, you understand.
Of course, I am Klingon.
Right.
But as y'all are the ones that freed me, I thought I'd give you one more courtesy spin if you all had any questions you wanted answered.
I'm good, thanks.
I'm pondering a question.
And then I think Jarn, the Targ, actually kind of makes some noises, and A looks at him as much as an 8-ball can look and goes, all right, 1 second. And the 8-ball shakes themselves, and A comes up and says, ooh, I look not so good there, buddy. And Jarn kind of looks dejected for a little bit, just like, oh.
Don't worry, buddy. I don't know what you said, but I will figure it out in the end.
I will take you up on your offer, if I may.
Of course.
And Macbeth is going to grab the sides of A and just start shaking up and down. Will the House of Glimis ever consider what I do to be an honorable decision?
More likely than you think.
That is heartening news. Thank you.
Of course, of course. And like I said, it's going to be probably a month or two before we get close enough to Earth for me to take a shuttle, but... For the time being, I've got a lot to prepare for. There's a lot about you, your human society, and your Starfleet that I need to understand. Perhaps I could pick y'all's brain whenever you have a fair moment.
Oh, Always happy to help a friend.
I do not know what we can add in terms of real and tangible information relating to human culture, but we shall do what we can.
Well, I would say that y'all are perfect examples of Starfleet officers. Sure, you're not doing the whole commanding and the whole bridge and the whole evasive maneuvers and the shooty-shooty with the phases, but at heart, y'all are actually acting as the backbone for the greater Federation.
I got a question as I take him by the side and go, will we become bridge officers? With a grin, and I look back at Thane.
Most definitely, yes.
Wait, what?
That is certainly not the answer I expected.
I did add we. So is that all three of us or just me?
We could be like bridge officers on an Antares class ship that's mostly automated and it's only the three of us. That is a possibility.
I wonder how many of the senior staff and indeed the rest of the crew would have to die for us to be promoted to command staff of this ship.
All of them?
I
indeed.
All of the command staff, yeah, but like, I don't exactly want to be field promoted like that. That sounds very morbid.
Why would you be promoted in a field?
If that's the terminology used, if you are promoted due to, you know, very terminal actions by enemy forces, that forces the command structure to put us in the front.
A Vectef, I see.
Yeah.
And to be fair, I did actually have to take command at one point in my career. Granted, it was a shuttlecraft with only one other officer aboard, but
I mean, it could
happen.
Chafain, we are fully aware of your ambitions to become captain of this fine ship.
Or fine ship indeed. Another one, you know, not necessarily this one.
Indeed. You have made your plans perfectly clear.
And we're here to help you in every way possible. Pat on the back.
Yeah, I really appreciate you too.
And on that heartwarming moment, that's where we're going to pull out of a window, see a shot of the Baja as the two ships kind of bank away from each other and go their separate ways. And yeah, that's going to be the end of session four. What'd you guys think? One thing I would say is that, again, I do have to give a shout out. This is indeed another prepared adventure, one that I thought was amazing. This is second target to the right, and technically you all were supposed to go to Ferenginar to do this whole like hacking sequence, but when I was reading the mission brief, I'm like, do we really need to go to Ferenginar? Can I just put the Ferengi on the ship in disguise? So it made more sense to me, but you know, what are your thoughts? What do you think of that little mission brief?
I mean, if the Ferengi were successful in stealing the Targ, I can see an adventure of going to save the Targ.
We could have had a part two.
Yeah, could have had a part two. That was an option.
It was an enjoyable adventure.
Now I'm disappointed for us.
The victim of your own success, as Thane can attest.
I enjoyed it thoroughly.
Soon to be promoted as to Lieutenant Junior. I did enjoy it as well.
Wonderful, wonderful. All right, well, Twitch, stick around because we're going to raid City, but YouTube, we'll see you later. Bye, YouTube.
Bye, YouTube.